Welcome to the Skull Splitter Dice Podcast, a podcast where we talk about everything Dungeons & Dragons. Visit us at skullsplitterdice.com for the best D&D dice in the realms. Enjoy the episode.
Want to make new friends? Are you tired of watching your minions die in fights and want to make them beefier? Are you trying to do your part to reduce, reuse, and otherwise recycle? Then the Necromancer just might be for you. A well-played Necromancer can be a force to be reckoned with in any campaign. And just because many, many, many have gone before you, that doesn't mean that the necromantic arts can't pave the way to riches and power that you have never seen before, if done properly. And that's what this video is all about. Protection. Let's first discuss the rather ironic topic of protecting your friends as a necromancer. You can set off traps. This is kind of a classic, but it still works. Have them step in front of you and set off the trap. Nothing beats ending a fight before it starts. Another option are bodyguards. Have them provide cover from unwanted missile fire or barbarians attempting to apply their axes directly to your forehead by having your group of zombies, or as necromancers call them, new friends, stand around you for protection. You can make new friends and influence people with the inspiring leader feat. They surely won't survive the onslaught of arrows, spells, and steel for very long, especially not without some additional protection. It takes a bit of time, but inspiring leaders can help bolster your minions, I mean friends, for lots of time and stay in the fight for much longer. Remember, if you have a ton of friends, you can do this speech for every new group every 10 minutes. You can also protect your friends with the rather obvious armor and shields. In your travels, you're sure to have dug up some additional protective apparel, shall we say. So suit up your friends in shields and armor from your adventures. This will help them stick around for much longer. Also, it can be useful in social situations like villages and cities. A good hood and some perfume might go a long way as well. Let's talk necromancer combat. Should you and your party have a disagreement with someone else, you might have to lead your group into battle. One useful way to do this is to just arm a bunch of them with bows and arrows. If they are a little spread out, this can be extra problematic for your enemy. If your party is able to do things that help your friends gain advantage, these can really help as well. Fairy fire? Yes, please. You can also have your army of darkness throw nets onto the enemy to restrain them. This would be a small issue for them even on the best of days. A fight doesn't always have to end by the sword. It can sometimes just end if you give them a gift. Have your army of darkness carry loads of lamp oil or other gifts that may distract or otherwise occupy the other side during a heated negotiation. Shoving and grappling. A great tactic is to have your cold friends try to knock foes to the ground and keep them restrained. This tactic is also useful if you need to take someone alive as a prisoner. Retreat and terrain control. Do you need to advance to the rear, or you don't like an enemy holding a piece of terrain or any other control-related thing? Your friends can give you a hand and make sure you're able to route with the utmost efficiency. A helping hand. Does your rogue need some friends to feel a little bit more effective? Does your barbarian want someone to join them into the fray? Just remember that your friends can help people, and your party might, you know, put up with a few more of your indiscretions if your party is able to be helped by these undead friends. Graves friends. Remember that once you're dead, you're not exactly bothered by poison anymore, and this includes your newfound friends. Stinking Cloud, Cloud Kill, other spells like that just won't bother them. And to end this section with a little tip, advanced planning. Remember to give them general orders before you go into battle. During a fight is never the time. Utility. We've discussed a lot of how your friends can help you survive and conquer, but what about the other 5 minutes of your adventuring day? Well, here is how you can make the most of them. They can carry your supplies. After you've gathered all your loot, it's certainly a drag to carry it around yourself, and strict DMs will make sure that the weight limit is adhered to, so your new friends can ease these burdens a little bit. Easy transport. So, this probably isn't exactly what you think, but if you have friends and there's a sign on the tavern door that says, "No zombies allowed," it seems the only thing that you can do is throw them in your bag of holding or any other extra-dimensional holding device until they can come out and play once again. Some particularly amenable DMs will let you shove them in whole, so this becomes very important once you've grown in power and have lots of friends that you'll need to have left behind otherwise. Your new friends can transport you. After all, nothing quite says luxury like being carried around in a palanquin. class abilities, and spell selection. We've largely focused on how your friends can help you, but let's not forget you are a master of magical arts, a very specific type of magical arts. Grim Harvest. This is a great ability, but to make the most of it, you'll want to focus on ending things every turn instead of all at once. A great spell for this is Ivard's Black Tentacles, as the damage is done to a creature at the start of its turn. Your friends can even help you by stopping the enemy from leaving that space that the spell is in. Fire Shield is a great spell for this as well. Not only do they potentially die, but it'll let you make the most out of this. You can also choose to tend the rabbits. Now, let's talk about a kind of horrible thing for a moment. We've talked about how your friends can help carry supplies, right? Well, what if they also carried chickens and rabbits and other small creatures? If these were to accidentally be thrown by each of your friends on your friend's turns into an area of tentacles, it's possible that you'd feel refreshed, correct? This is an added bonus of making additional bones for you to use, but we're pretty sure that most DMs would only allow this to work a maximum of one time, so do choose wisely. Vampiric Touch. In a pinch, you could also use your friends as batteries to heal from them. Since they'd be willing participants, you wouldn't exactly have to make an attack roll either. And if you kill them, it's just more healing. Multiclassing. If your DM permits it, you may also consider worshipping an appropriate god of life for a brief while, thereby maximizing your healing ability. Dwarves and Drows. With medium armor proficiency and Grim Harvest, an armored dwarven necromancer might be a mighty foe to deal with. A dark elf with access to fairy fire and being naturally charismatic may also be an interesting gray friend to have along. So as you can see, being a necromancer is a really fun experience. Mostly for you. It can be for the rest of your adventuring party, but mostly for you. Thank you so much for watching this video. I really appreciate it. Do let me know what kind of necromancers you're hoping to build down in the comments. I hope I've given you enough information so that you can bring your necromancer to life. My name's Patrick Ferguson, and I'll see you in the next one.
Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe so you never miss out.